hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a fantastic Friday. I'm sure most of everybody heard now as far as what happened over in Syria. Definitely something that I did not want to have happen. I told you guys that yesterday. We had no probable cause to be going in and bombing Syria right now at all. But sure enough, early this morning, the U.S. launched a missile strike for the first time since the Civil War began, releasing 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles. And they say now they've confirmed at least 7 Syrian military dead, 9 wounded. Also, 2 Syrian state news agency has confirmed that the strike also killed 9 civilians, including 4 children in areas near the targeted air base. This was not a good move at all. This was not something that I wish would have happened. And what's crazy about it is there's an article on The Guardian. It's going into detail on it, and I was reading through it just to kind of see what they were saying. And it's they say this like they're bragging, and it was down here on the third page. It says, this attack was supported by key U.S. allies, including the U.K., Israel, and Saudi Arabia.
There you go.
I couldn't even help but chuckle in just an ironic way, Dad, that we knew this was going to happen eventually because they have to overthrow Assad to work with Qatar to get that pipeline through. I can go in that into detail if you guys don't know what I'm talking about in a minute, but this was definitely not a good move. There's no evidence whatsoever that Assad released it. Here's the first thing I want to say to you guys. My question on everything, when you see the mainstream media, my thing is I always look and question everything. Who benefits? What possible positive scenario would it have for Assad to release sarin gas on a civilian town? What possible upside would he have for doing this? How could he possibly benefit in any way, shape, or form? They actually were pushing ISIS out of the country. Assad was on the upside. But what's wild about this, if you just go back 3-4 years ago, it's like deja vu all over again. Remember when they had the gas issue 3-4 years ago? Obama accused Assad of launching chemical gas on the people. Obama was organizing to invade. They said it was going to be Syria. Then he said it was going to be Syria and Iran, because Iran was fueling the runaway from the petrodollar to gold-paste currencies. Iran was supporting Syria. It didn't go through. There wasn't enough support to go through and invade a sovereign country. And what's wild about it, it's interesting to note, Dave Hodges pointed this out today, the media attacks on Trump have completely almost stopped the last 3 to 4 days on mainstream media, if you've looked at it at all. That's not coincidence at all. This alleged attack by Syria is not worth a confrontation with the Russians whatsoever. Why wouldn't Trump have approached Putin and had a dialogue prior to this massive missile attack? This wasn't a drone strike on a small convoy that could have had sarin gas in it. This wasn't 2 or 3 drone strikes on a compound that they knew for sure had these compounds in it. This was 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles. It rings like deja vu all over again with weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We have to go in there and get Saddam Hussein. He's got weapons of mass destruction. The same thing over and over and over again, Dad. And it seems like it never changes. They just keep changing the names and the people behind the scenes, or the people in front of the scenes. The people behind the scenes never seem to change with this never-ending war that we're constantly trying to start all the time, man.
Well, here's my take. This is Mossad. This is Israel. This is, again, this is Saudi Arabia, the same group of people that were involved with 9/11, with our false flags here. It's the same thing that they did with Sandy Hook. It's the same thing they did with Sandy Hook. This is the same thing they did, you know, with this nightclub shooting down here in Orlando you don't hear anything else about.
Oh, yeah.
It's false flag. Now, number one, remember when we did when Austin and I went to the gay nightclub a week later after the shootings, it was all roped off out there and basically, all boarded up and fenced off, et cetera. And they had said there was an all-out gun battle outside of the club, and there were bullets flying everywhere. There was not one bullet hole on the outside of that club. Everything was a lie. And then the cop who was standing there said, everything you've read about what's happened here is a lie. And then we find out the Orlando police were involved in shooting most of the people, if any of them got shot. Here's the thing about the sarin gas. Number one, where is the testing that's been done by the United States chemists that have gone in and examined the sarin gas area to find out if it was indeed fluorine gas, which is what sarin gas is? Where is that? Where's testing? I want to know where the research is. I want to know who the scientists were, who the hazmat teams went in, you know, who the guys from Fort Detrick were. I want to know if they were part of Trump's allies or somebody else's allies. Oh, that's right. We didn't get any of that, did we, Austin? Nobody got any sarin gas. We got some pictures of people foaming at the mouth, which could have been cyanide. It could have been a lot of different things. Could have caused the same thing. We got kids whose heads have been busted in with a rifle, but it looks like. They're saying kids died. We've got pictures of that going on. We've got people picking up people with sarin gas with no protective gear on. I mean, nothing. Just picking them up. Just no, nothing on their hands, nothing, which is that stuff so poisonous, so toxic, get on you, it's going to kill you. Here's the deal. This is a complete and total false flag. You know, Kushner went over there with the Joint Chiefs of Staff guy earlier this week, and basically now we have a sarin gas attack. Now we have a missile attack against Syria. This is exactly what I told you guys. We're gonna start back here with square one. Okay? Sabbatean Kabbalists, the guys who are the Rothschilds who own Israel. Israel is a fiefdom of the Rothschild banking empire. Israel is one of the most destabilizing countries in the Middle East. They're constantly having border fights, etc. They just bombed Syria last week. Look it up. Israeli jets attacked Syria. You know, we have become basically, like Henry Kissinger said, the military just dumb brute beasts to do our bidding as far as the globalist New World Order. I can tell you this right now. This is an article from Breitbart. It's from Christina Wong. And she said, Trump authorized the bombing of a Syrian airbase. The neocons, which are basically the people in Washington that are all pro-Israel, these are also the Zionists, are back in charge. President Trump authorized the launching of 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles against a Syrian airbase, allegedly in retaliation for a chemical attack. And remember, the United States wasn't attacked. We have no proof that Syria did any of this, Assad did any of this. And now he wants Assad overthrown and taken out of power when he said back in 2013 it'd be a horrible mistake to take Assad out. Washington. President Trump orders a cruise missile strike against the Syrian regime without any evidence. Okay? At 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time, the U.S. launched 59 Tomahawk land attack missiles at the Sharat airfield located at the Homs governorate in western Syria, according to the Pentagon. This was in response to a Syrian weapons attack. Oh, that's right. Didn't they have babies that were taken out of the incubators and thrown on the floor to let us justify going into Kuwait? Oh, that's right. Oh, that was a lie too, wasn't it? Oh, how about the USS Cole? Oh, that was a lie too. I mean, all of this stuff. And the problem is, Austin, the people in the United States have gotten so drugged and so that they believe anything they're told now from the mainstream media. As like you said, they've stopped attacking Trump now in the last few days. I personally believe that Trump's been compromised. I believe he's capitulated to the New World Order. I believe that there are things that are going on that are so crazy behind the scenes with the CIA and with the covert military bases and with the covert, with all of the information they have on UFOs and the fallen angels and all of this stuff. I believe all of this stuff ties back into all of this mess. And you say, well, come on, Ted, that sounds crazy. Well, no, I didn't say it didn't sound crazy. I agree with you. It sounds absolutely Looney Tunes. So the missiles hit hardened aircraft, shelters, petroleum, logistical storage centers, but they didn't destroy the runway, which I thought was interesting. How in the world could they be that inaccurate? Trump reportedly spoke with the lawmakers before the strike, and he also warned Russia these things were coming in so they'd get their troops out of the way. At least he didn't try to provoke World War III with that. So here's the thing. I don't know what's going on over there in this world of Rothschild politics, in the world of gas lines going through Qatar, with the world of the petrodollar. All I know is this. The Sabbatean Kabbalists are firmly in charge of the United States. They have not relinquished their control. We still have chemtrails. They have not relinquished their control of the CIA. We still have all these covert activities going on. And quite frankly, I think Trump, though well-meaning when he ran for office, I think he's been completely compromised now. And I think he's become part of this new world, Sabbatean, new world order, And I believe that his son-in-law, Kushner, who again, guys, I broke this stuff with Chuck Baldwin a month ago. Nobody wanted to touch this stuff with Kushner. Now we're finding out that basically Chris Christie, the governor of up there, what up in what's that the state up there, Harris Austin, you remember? Oh gosh, the governor, Chris Christie, is the one who had Jared Kushner's father arrested and put in prison. So there you go.
Okay.
Okay. And then of course Trump said he did not want him in his his administration. All of this stuff is going on and on and on and on. This is a bunch of nauseating mess. This thing is a complete and total neocon Zionist attempt to bring in a new world order. And the sad part about it is the vast majority of the population of the country just is asleep thinking it's all okay. And they're going, go, go, Trump. His approval numbers have actually gone up because he launched this attack against Syria, because the people really believe that this false flag actually happened, Austin. And quite frankly, there is no evidence of sarin gas. In fact, the evidence says it wasn't sarin gas, the way they were handling the bodies. What do you think, son?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of with Dave Hodges on the same aspect of, is why didn't he address this with Russia and sit down and have a conversation before you release 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles? I understand if there really was true factual evidence, they've done research on it, they've investigated it, and they did find that Assad is so inept, he's so sadistic, he released sarin gas on the civilian population.
He was winning the war.
That's pretty ridiculous. That's out of control. But there's zero evidence that's linked to that at all. Zero evidence whatsoever. All they've done is shown us videos, like you said before, super dramatic, super heartbreaking. When you see them, you immediately get emotional. That is how they work with their mind control and their psychops. To give you guys a little backup, because a lot of people don't know about this, you can look it up. In 2009 now, Assad announced that he would refuse to sign the agreement to allow the pipeline to run through Syria to protect the interest of our Russian allies, what he said. Now, according to WikiLeaks, you can look this up. They've been very accurate. Soon after Assad rejected the Qatar pipeline, the CIA began funding opposition groups in Syria. Reports by the U.S., Saudi and Israeli intelligence agencies indicated that the moment Assad rejected the Qatari pipeline, military and intelligence planners quickly arrived at the consensus that fomenting a Sunni uprising in Syria to overthrow the uncooperative Assad was a feasible path to achieve the shared objective of completing the Qatar-Turkey gas link. This was a $10 billion, 1,500-kilometer pipeline through Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, and Turkey. This would have linked Qatar directly to European energy markets via distribution terminals in Turkey, directly to them. The Qatar-Turkey pipeline would have given the Sunni kingdoms of the Persian Gulf decisive domination of world natural gas markets and strengthened Qatar to unbelievable levels. That is America's closest ally in the Arab world. Now, so when you start doing the math on this, start putting these two together, we see the Civil War started right after this. We see all the propaganda that happened in 2013 with he released gas, we need to invade him, we need to invade him. The globalists want to put a puppet regime over in Damascus. They want to throw over Syria. They want to secure a pipeline in the east. They want to oversee the transport of vital energy reserves from Qatar to Europe, to the EU. That's what they want to do. And make sure that those reserves continue to be denominated in U.S. dollars that are recycled in U.S. treasuries and
that's
U.S.
Right.
financial assets, and continue to prop up the petrodollar.
That's
I
right.
can't be any more clear to you guys. That's exactly what is going on right now. And then 3 days ago, all of a sudden, Assad releases gas. He releases gas on the civilian population. Guys, it was like Alex Jones said last night. I was listening to part of what he said. It's like winning the lotto ticket and then burning it before you cash it in. Assad was already on the upside. ISIS and a lot of the guys over there that have been doing this uprising funded by the CIA to overthrow Assad, that have been funded by the CIA, are being pushed out. Russia has been taking a lot of them out with their strategic airstrikes. There was zero upside for Assad to release any type of nerve agent gas or any type of attack for that matter on a civilian population. It made zero logistical or tactical sense. He would have to be a brain dead idiot out of his mind, and I don't believe he is. I don't agree with everything he's done. I don't support him, but I do believe if he's running a country correctly, fairly, that we don't have the right to go in and overthrow that country and start bombing a sovereign nation for no evidence whatsoever except what the mainstream media has told us and the CIA has told us. Remember what Judge Napolitano said 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, before he got kicked off Fox for the, what, second or third time? Now he's back on again. He said the CIA can manipulate whatever they want Trump to see. They can show him stuff that they want him to see. They can reserve stuff and hold stuff back that they don't want him to see. He said on Fox News, clear as day, he said the CIA is the deep state. They control the government, and they will make sure Trump gets information they want him to get or that they do not want him to get. So what I think right now is I think a lot of the individuals that have been placed around Trump have been key asset figures placed there by the globalists. The CIA is funneling information to these key assets, and they are in turn spewing this over to Trump and completely warping his mind on logical reasoning and what he needs to do. He has people around him that have been compromised, and in turn they're compromising his decisions. I really do think he has America's best at heart. He loves nationalism. He's been doing good things as far as with the carbon tax already, creating jobs. These are all positive aspects that he's been doing that I'm unbelievably supportive of, and I was so excited about. This was not a good decision. This, in my opinion, is him being manipulated, and he's allowing himself to be manipulated because he has too many people around him. But guys, that thing with the pipeline and all that starting back in 2009, that nails it on the head exactly what is going on in the Middle East. It's always about natural resource control, domination of a country, and asset control and world domination with a currency. That's what it always comes down to with these bankers, and this could not be a clear, more precise example of a false flag in order to initiate this invasion, to overthrow Assad, to put in a puppet in there so they can completely dominate and bring in the Qatar pipeline so they'll control all the fuel coming into EU and they can completely shut out Russia at that point. That's exactly what's going on, Dad, in my opinion.
Austin, I couldn't have any better. I couldn't have said it any better than that. In fact, that was very, very well done. The truth of the matter is Russia, it wants to start trading in gold. They want to start trading in rubles. They want to start trading with China directly. They want to start getting away from the petrodollar. They want to start trying to go against the United States dollar as the world reserve currency. That's what all this is about. All of this. And what makes me so darn angry, because I'm having a really hard time with today's show, guys. I want you guys to know that, because I mean, this is not okay. None of this is okay. I mean, we put our reputations, and everybody else on the alternative media put our reputations online, and we all promoted Trump over Hillary because we just didn't want the witch in. And now we're getting this kind of nonsense from the White House. Here's the thing. Who owns our dollars? Oh, that's right. That would be the Federal Reserve Bank. Oh, that's right. They're the Sabbatean Kabbalists that sacrifice young children and drink their blood. Oh, that's right. They're trying to bring about the kingdom of Lucifer and raise the serpent from the pit. Oh, that's right. They're trying to turn everything upside down that God created to be received with the good, to be received good. Those guys. Oh, that's right. This is the synagogue of Satan. Oh, that's right. That's who these guys are. Oh, that's why. Nothing happening here. Not these guys again. Why is it every stinking time you dig under a rock to try to figure out who started some crap, it's always these Sabbatean Kabbalists that are doing this. And they're doing it through Israel. They're doing it through the United Nations. They're doing it through their proxy countries they control the Federal Reserve Banks in, because they threaten them with, we're going to collapse your economy and collapse your dollar and collapse the world if you don't do what we tell you to do. And so they cause everybody to capitulate. And I'm so nauseous of this. Remember what I said last November when Trump won? I said, it'll never change. It'll never get fixed until he gets rid of this stinking Federal Reserve Bank and nationalizes their assets in the United States. Until he does that and gets the boot of these people off our throats in the United States, we will never be the free nation we were before 1913. And that's so important that everybody understands this. It always goes back to these guys every single time. And the sad part about it is, I mean, it's not like it's hidden. The New York Times had an interesting article here. Let me read you this. This is an article by Jonas Alexis. It says, the New York Times says Israel is provoking the next war. This is what, from the New York Times. Israel, not Hezbollah in Lebanon, nor Hamas in Gaza, nor the government of President Assad in Syria, is provoking the next war. This is from the New York Times. Counterintuitive though it may be to Israeli and most Western minds, Israel, not its militant Islamist or brutal Syrian enemies, is the aggressor in these border wars. I mean, guys, the New York Times, a thoroughly Zionist outlet, has finally said something truthful about Israel. This is an article you can read if you'd like. The Times has more interesting things to say. Israel is continually attacking Syria, at times killing Syrians and Hezbollah members, even though they're not attacking Israel. They don't dare bomb Israeli weapons depots or go after Israel's military figure. Israel is far too strong for that. Remember, they have nuclear weapons. Well, we've been saying this for a long time, that Israel provoked the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, the war in Libya, the war in Syria, and even the war on the civilian population in Gaza. Listen to me, guys. Israel is a fiefdom of the Rothschild banking empire because of the Balfour Declaration. We've got to maintain the history of what happened here. That's who these guys are. This is not the Israel of the Old Testament practicing with the Torah, the five first books of Levitical law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. This is not the Old Testament that we read about and that we love with the old history we talk about about all Abraham and all of these fathers and all the patriarchs. This is not who these guys are. These guys have given themselves over to the leadership of these Sabbatean Kabbalists. It's the number one homosexual destination in the world, with Tel Aviv. I mean, that's who these people are, and that's who we're supporting when we support Israel. I think we should pray for Israel. I think we should pray that God installs a proper leadership in that country. I pray for all of that stuff. But guys, this compromise of the churches and trying to promote Israel as being something that they're not is crazy. This is why Chuck Baldwin was censored with News with Views. And by the way, I have basically opted out of all emails. I wrote him a letter last night and I told him I was out of them, out of their loop. I was no longer going to promote them and I was no longer going to allow, I don't even want to read their stuff anymore because of all of this stuff. In fact, let me read you out, I'll write you exactly what I wrote. Here's what I wrote. This is what I wrote News with Views last night. Censorship and attack on Pastor Chuck Baldwin is the reason I have discontinued my subscription with you guys. Allowing one of your writers to call Baldwin a liar was a dangerous, immature move from a libel standpoint. I have loved your newsletters for years. I like opposing views. It is with great sadness I cancel my subscription. As patriots, we can't censor and attack one another. The globalist's greatest strategy has been to divide and conquer. It seems you have fallen into the trap. That's what I wrote them last night. Now, guys, here's the point I'm trying to make with all of this stuff. Chuck Baldwin told us the truth. I told you the truth. Chuck Baldwin called out Kushner 5 weeks ago. I looked at the research he had done. He was absolutely right. We called out Kushner, and people were screaming all over the place at me. They were screaming at me, "You can't do this. You can't do this." I said, "Hey, why not? This is a crime family. This is a crime family. The guys, Governor Christie put a daddy in prison." I said, these guys are criminals, and they're in debt for billions of dollars to Goldman Sachs. There you go. Here we go again. And Goldman Sachs is, again, the puppet bank of the globalists through the Federal Reserve Bank, and so is Citicorp. And so what's so funny about all of this stuff, Austin, is it always comes back to this. But none of the other folks on the mainstream media want to talk about this. Alex Jones has not talked about this. No one's talking about this but our show and Chuck Baldwin and Dave Hodges and Sheila and the Hagman, because it always goes back to the central banks, exactly what you said. It goes back to the money. You've got to follow the money with what happened with Syria. You've got to follow the money with what's happened with Assad. You have to follow the money what's happened with Israel and with Turkey and with Iran. You've got to follow the money that we're bringing in $1 trillion of heroin into the United States through the CIA, the Jewish Mafia, and the Vatican. Every single year, and other organized crime into the United States every year with the CIA on C-130 transport planes to fund the shadow government. The shadow government is in control of all of this crap, and the shadow government is being controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel through their druids and high priests and all the stuff that they do with their wizards they do, this crazy stuff that we've talked about on the show before, and that's who's running the show. They're trying to bring in the kingdom of Lucifer, and they're trying to maintain their control over the global currency so they can allow their pedophile network to continue to flourish. Remember, these guys steal kids and kill them and drink their blood and sacrifice them. Bunch of sickos. And now Trump is doing everything he can, apparently, to keep this Rothschild banking control in power, as far as what it looks like to me, Austin. I'm so disappointed in all of this, guys. I just hope that, you know, we don't start attacking North Korea in a couple of weeks and do another false flag over there and end up dragging China and Russia into a world war with us. Guys, we've got to pray now more than we've ever prayed before that clear minds are going to prevail and that people in the administration who've got enough sense will get to Trump, and hopefully he'll have enough sense to listen to not allow this to escalate to World War III. I can't stand all of this drum beating of war. I don't like any of this stuff. Nobody wins in a nuclear exchange except for the weapons manufacturers. That's it. And that's the guy. Oh, that's right. They're all controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel now. Oh, that's right. They spent all that money and bought up tens of trillions of dollars and bought up our Fortune 500 corporations, including our weapons manufacturers. Oh, that's right. They're the guys making all the profits now. How much money is enough for these stinking lowlife? My God, they already produced the money on the planet. They already have over quadrillion, over 1,000 trillions. They can buy the planet over again. There's still not enough. It's not. It's the greed. It's the avarice. They're infected with the sickness of greed. And these guys are just these Luciferians just nauseate me. These psychopaths and sociopaths. It's never enough. There's never enough money. There's never enough power. There's never enough anything for these guys. They want to rule and control everybody. If they can't, they'll kill them or start war. What a bunch of nuts, Austin. Ah, go. Let's go to the next story. I can't talk about this anymore. I'm all riled up again.
Well, no. One thing I did want to add into that, though, just so everybody knows, Russia is not happy about this whole situation whatsoever. I mean, that's already, I think that's pretty clear to most people. Putin already issued a statement this morning condemning last night's U.S. airstrikes on Syria and called it an illegal act of aggression, so much so that a Russian warship has now entered the Eastern Mediterranean and is heading directly towards the direction of both U.S. Navy destroyers that were used to launch the Tomahawks. The Russian frigate has left the Black Sea, gone through the Bosphorus Strait, and is traveling to the position of the USS Ross and USS Porter. Now, I'm assuming he's going there to probably get in between them and Syria. I do not know the intent of that, but that's not a good sign at all. So I just wanted to address that out there. I don't know what that means. I'm not speculating at all. All I'm telling you is that Russia is obviously very irritated about this. I can't really blame them. Dropping 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles on a sovereign state that you're allies with would have a tendency to hack me off a little bit too, especially if I knew that Assad had nothing to do with this. So we'll keep you guys further updated, and we'll watch what's happened now. But I do have to say this, guys, and you know me, I don't fearmonger. I do straight facts. I always like to have the exact facts and the truth of what's going on. That's why I'm just trying to give you guys what I know on this. But right now, in my opinion, is a good time to have extra food or water on backup, something you can go buy at the store, a couple gallons of jugs, water, canned food, whatever you need, if you don't already have decent supplies stored away, if you haven't gotten anything. I'm not saying that as fear mongering. I'm just giving you my honest advice. If you haven't already done so, at least have a gallon of water per day, per person, for as long as you think you may need it. Whether that's 1 to 2 weeks or longer, it's completely up to you. But you can even buy just jugs of water for like $1 at Publix for gallon jugs and have 15 or 20 of those sitting in the house, along with some good backup canned food and anything that does happen to escalate. Having some good potassium iodine on backup is always important. We always have that on our website. Most of our customers always keep that on hand, but that's just my personal preference on it. You guys can do whatever you want to do or however you feel led to go in that direction, but I'm just giving you guys my personal opinion. I've already told multiple friends of this here locally, and they have listened to me on that, and so that's pretty much all I'm going to say on that, Dad. What's the next story?
nuclear war, much more likely. Paul Craig Roberts. Dangerous world. Putin will not trust America. Don't be fooled by appearances. This is an article by Salvo. Don't be fooled by appearances. President Trump is only at war with the deep state on one level. On another state, the deep state already runs everything. When it comes to foreign policy, economics, politics, and the mainstream narrative that is meant to set and sync headlines, clocks, and consumer habits around the world, war is brewing, as Trump hinted strongly in his upstart presidential campaign, but it will come. Ultimately, if the terms of the long-running organ that actually steers the U.S. policy. And this is Dr. Roberts, as the USA Watchdog reported, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts reported, formerly a top editor of the Wall Street Journal, says nuclear war is almost always a dire problem for the Americans. This comes at a time when trust between Russia and America is at all-time lows. Dr. Roberts says the danger is both warning systems, ours and the Soviets. During the period of Cold War, there were many false alarms of incoming missiles. Both sides would see incoming missiles, but yet no one believed that. And the reason they didn't believe it was that governments were working together to diffuse tensions. And, I mean, this is just something we've got to realize, guys. So you're absolutely right, Austin. That's why I wanted to mention this. Store up some food. You know, we've got the freeze-dried food at the office without trans fats, hydrogenated oils, or pork. I'm not promoting that at all. If you want to get it from us, you can. Go get canned foods at your local grocery store. Anything that your family needs to eat, and water, like Austin said. I mean, you know, we have it stored up for our family. We use the freeze-dry because it has a longer shelf life. But, guys, this isn't that time to push that. This is the time to let you guys know that you need to be prepped up right now and ready to do something pretty quick as soon as you get a chance. It's very important to do that, Austin. You're absolutely right. What's your next story?
Yeah, next story. Now, this is on a positive note on, again, another positive research study has been done again on D3 and the massive importance of it. A new study showed increasing vitamin D intake reduces the risk of cancer by 30% among postmenopausal women, new study suggests. Data showed that women who take vitamin D have a 30% reduced risk of cancer compared with the control group. Further analysis of the blood samples also revealed that women who developed cancer over the course of the study had significantly lower vitamin D levels than their healthier counterparts. Take note that the participants who were in the vitamin D group took significantly more vitamin D than usual target levels. That's what I always tell you guys. That's why we carry 10,000 IUs with our K2. This does suggest that increasing vitamin D levels can substantially reduce the odds of cancer. Researchers at Creighton University and University of California examined 2,303 healthy postmenopausal women ages 55 years and older who were given either 2,000 IUs or a placebo pill over a 4-year study period. The vitamin D dose used in the study is about 3 times higher than the current recommended daily allowance, which is recommended at 600 IUs a day, which is not near enough in my opinion, especially with the poor quality food that we have. So they were giving them just 2,000 IUs a day. The study provides evidence that higher concentrations of 25-OHD in the blood in the context of vitamin D decrease the risk of cancer. These results contribute to a growing body of scientific findings that indicate that vitamin D is a critical tool in helping to strengthen the immune system. Previous research on vitamin D as well, we talked about last year, scientists at the Spanish National Cancer Research Center examined more than 2,000 respondents and observed higher bladder cancer risk in patients with low vitamin D levels. Increased vitamin D levels, they stated, mitigated the risk of bladder cancer progression in patients with non-muscle invasive bladder cancer, researchers said. So that's why we always tell everybody, ultimate D3 with K2, that's 10,000 IUs. That is a lot of people think that's a lot to take on a normal basis. It is not. When I've had blood work tested, my vitamin D is always in healthy range. I usually take one per day. If you're lower body weight and you're concerned about that and you are getting regular blood work, you can take one every other day. The thing about vitamin D, though, is it has to be a good, high-quality lanolin source base, and it needs to be with K2, especially in high dosages. But, guys, this research is continuing to come out. I mean, every couple months there's another research goes out that says vitamin D helps this, it helps that, it helps the immune system. That it doesn't have to get much clearer than that. We know vitamin C is super important, and we know vitamin D is super important. That's why we put it in the basic healthy lifestyle kit with the multiple, the cod, and the B complex, because those are the key fundamental 5 supplements that we always start people on and usually get really good results from starting that, Dad. So I thought you would appreciate that research showing that vitamin D is really good, because I know how much you like that product as well.
I take it every day, along with the potassium iodide, and it's just unbelievably important for the immune system. It keeps your body super healthy all of the time, and it's something that your body needs on a regular basis. Now, I take my B vitamins, which I should have taken some more this morning for all the stress we've been going through with Syria. B vitamins are the stress vitamins. If you get under a lot of stress, you need to do that one. Plus, you also be on the cortisol buster, which has three different adaptogenic herbs for stress. And if you don't have that product right now, this is definitely the time to get it. By the way, the judge openly laughs at Bundy Ranch defendants' rights that are now on trial. And she said their wives and the people were crying in the courtroom, and Judge Navarro showed no sympathy. Reports are that she actually laughed out loud at their distress. The prosecutors also laughed and joked at their defense. The judge continued to reiterate that they have no rights as defendants. Navarro also stated in the courtroom that no one is guaranteed their First Amendment rights or their Second Amendment rights. I mean, I don't even know where she went to law school in Boston. Additionally, she told everyone that there is never a time when anyone is allowed to defend themselves against a law enforcement officer, even if they are caught breaking into their home. And even if they see a gun near them, they are guilty of assaulting him. Unbelievable. I don't even know what to say about this.
Wow.
I don't even say. So there you go. Next story, bud.
I'm still trying to comprehend that one.
Yeah,
I don't know where she went to law school, but my goodness. So basically law enforcement has full impunity to do anything they want, whenever they want, however they want, no matter if it's illegal, and you basically have to curl up in a ball and beg for mercy.
She told everyone that there is never, and that's with a capital N, a time when anyone is allowed to defend themselves against a law enforcement officer, even if they caught him breaking into their home. So in other words, if a cop's breaking into their house, they're supposed to allow them breaking into the house. And even if he sees a gun near them, they are guilty of assaulting him. In other words, even if the cop sees a gun near you and it's 10 feet away, you can be charged with assault against a cop because you have a gun near you. I don't know where this is. Probably one of these Federalist judges that came in through Newt Gingrich.
Yep.
See, guys, this is what they're trying to do to everybody. They're trying to take away our rights. And if you're listening to me in another country and you've already lost your gun rights, pray for the United States. This is a full-blown assault on the Second Amendment. Here's this woman saying this for the Bundy guys. They have no rights at all, no First Amendment rights, no Second Amendment rights, and no rights to defend themselves. And she's openly laughing at them for the defense they're putting on. I don't even know how to respond to this, Austin, except for this woman nauseates me. I can say that. This judge does. I mean, I can say that. That's about the only way I can say it and not get all kind of rough here about it. So I don't know, bud. What's your next story, buddy?
Oh, next story, more a little futuristic, that's becoming more and more reality. There's reports now that the companies have been implanting microchips in their employees, making this the first time the practice has been used on a broad scale. They go on to say that what could pass for a dystopian vision of the workplace is almost routine now at a Swedish startup hub epicenter. The company offers to implant its workers and startup members with microchips the size of a grain of rice, that's what they talk about with the chip, that functions as swipe cards to open doors, operate printers, buy smoothies, do anything inside the office, get clearance with the wave of a hand. They upload whatever clearance you have and whatever function you're supposed to have into this and implant it in your hand. Epicenter now is home to more than 100 companies and about 2,000 workers. They began offering the implants in January of 2015, but has now caught on dramatically. Now about 150 workers have been chipped. They went on to say the biggest benefit, I think, is convenience. Patrick Medersen, Epicenter co-founder, said, it basically replaces a lot of things you have, other communication devices, whether it's credit cards or keys. There you go, guys. Epicenter is bringing it to a whole new level, and workers there seem all right with the idea. In the interview, and this is what got me in this article when I saw this, because this is really the generation that we see that is going to go for this. In the interview, the general attitude is perhaps best captured by the comment of one 25-year-old worker that was interviewed. And I quote, this is what he said, "I want to be part of the future." End quote. That's all he said. This is what is going on. They want to implant these devices in everybody. That way they can track you, control you, monitor you, do whatever they want to do essentially with the frequency chips in these things. And there's nothing you can do about it once it's in you unless you want to try and cut it out. These companies are starting this now as convenience packages. You can open the door, you can use printers, whatever you want to call it. This is how it starts, and it's going to escalate even further. You guys already know how I feel about this stuff with a lot of technology. I already think the phones are out of control. The chips in the credit cards already hacked me off more than anything. That's why I rarely use my credit card. The fact that you have to insert your card and sit it there for 5 or 6 seconds is a joke to me. I can't even believe we allowed that to happen. I'm so embarrassed that we allowed that to happen. The swipe technology was still extremely competent. There's no problem at all with it. But the chip card, that way they can have a full database on that chip. Everything you buy, everywhere it goes, if they want to. They have them, they can track, by the way. If they've told you they don't, they're lying to you. I specifically asked Citicard a while back ago when these were coming out, so I pitched a fit about it. I said, I don't want the chip. They said, well, it comes with it anyways. It's for convenience. This is not for convenience, you liar. Tracking all this stuff. You guys want to monitor all this stuff. It's not to do convenience. And I said, does this track me in this card? He says, no. But we have the option coming out that you can track your card in the event that you can lose it. I said, oh, so that means at any given time, you guys can track where I'm going with that card. Well, we wouldn't use that in that way. Oh, I said, you wouldn't. I said, but it could be used that way, correct? And he said, well, yes, of course. It can be tracked at any given time. Ah, there you go. That's where it starts coming down to, guys. Control. Control, control, control. That's what these globalists are all about. So, yeah, Dad, they're starting to implant them over there in Sweden at this epicenter now. It will be very short before they start doing this in other big companies like Apple and other companies with these young kids that don't want to miss the future. And once it starts, it's going to spread like a virus because everybody's going to want to have the newest, latest, and greatest computer chip implanted into your arm. Same thing with these phones. Every time a new phone comes out, $800, $900, $1,000 for these phones when they come out. If you got to get a new phone upgraded, that's all fine. But I know people that literally every time a new one comes out, they got to get another phone, another new phone, another new phone. These things are ridiculous, guys. They're so far advanced already. Why in the world do you need to get the new latest and greatest phone? Use a good phone. Keep it in good shape. If it works, it works. This whole nonsense has gotten out of control, this technology, Dad, and everybody constantly want to compete with each other just to have the latest and greatest toy. Now it's going to be who has the latest and greatest chip implanted in you and who can track the furthest. It's pretty wild to me.
Perfect analogy. Perfect analogy. I mean, this, we have the latest computer chip upgrade now for your brain. You can come in now, and we're going to increase your IQ scores by 25%. If you've been brain damaged with ice, you know, with immunizations, if you've been brain damaged with glyphosate, you've been brain damaged with aluminum, don't worry about that anymore. We're going to chip you up. We're going to bring you back up to, we're going to bring you back up to standards. We're going to make you the latest, greatest model ever developed. And you're absolutely right, Austin. We've got these kids so trained that thinking that's what they have to have and that's what they want. They finance the phones for you now, so you pay these payments of 50, 60, 80 bucks a month for a year, and then they automatically upgrade you for $250 to the new phone every single year, and it constantly upgrades your technology as if you're antiquated, and the kids basically get so scared they're going to get beat up if they don't have the latest phone. They want to make sure they have their phones upgraded every year. This is some crazy stuff, but Austin's exactly right. This is how they program the youth. This is how the millennials have been programmed. This is how they, to me, I had a flip phone until a couple of years ago. I don't even care about phones. Now I have an iPhone. And I must admit, from a flip phone to an iPhone was just kind of like going from like a Model T Ford to a doggone spaceship. But the reality is this. I don't know why I would need any more technology than the iPhone 5 or iPhone 6 or iPhone 7 or whatever I have has. I mean, the thing is amazing what it does. It's really amazing. So it's very convenient and easy to use, but see, it's never enough for these kids. They always want to have the latest and the greatest. These guys finance themselves into oblivion just for an iPhone, and they'll do the same thing to get the latest tracking chip. Remember, they can run their photocopiers with it. They can open doors with it. They can use it for security when they walk into the building. Everybody's going to be tracked to these chips, and that's why they're doing it over in Sweden. By the way, hypothyroid drug isn't working. Imagine that, study finds. The standard drug for a mild underactive thyroid gland, hypothyroidism, doesn't work, and although it's routinely prescribed, levothyroxine is not effective when the condition is subclinical or when there is no obvious symptoms. It's no better than a placebo or sugar pill. Researchers from the University of Glasgow have discovered after they tested a group of 737 patients with the average age of 74 who have been diagnosed with subclinical hypothyroidism. Although the drug did restore normal thyroid function, there were no apparent benefits, and muscle strength, speed of thought, weight, or blood pressure were the same whether the person was taking the drug or not. Despite its ineffectiveness, the drug is given to 90% of women with the condition, making it the most prescribed drug in the U.S. and the third most prescribed in the U.K. Subclinical hypothyroidism is a common problem of older age, and it can contribute to tiredness and lethargy, weak muscles, slower thought processes, raised blood pressure, and weight and circulation problems. Guys, we've got a phenomenal thyroid product. Tell them about it, Austin.
Oh, it's a thyroid support. I've talked about it on here so much. I mean, if you don't know about it now, well, I'll tell you about it again. I've had so many people that have been on this compound and multiple other compounds for the thyroid that have had hypothyroidism. Thyroid support's incredible for that, man. It's got key nutrients in it that are very, very important for the thyroid gland to keep it functioning very healthy. If you need additional, then I recommend throwing the potassium iodide, which in my opinion, I always recommend those two together to begin with. Our regular thyroid support already has potassium iodine, but not near as much as our standard potassium iodine product. Really, really effective at keeping the thyroid functioning. And if you guys are trying to burn body fat, those two products work incredibly well because it speeds your thyroid up. I've used it numerous times, and again, I do get blood work on a regular basis, and I can see from blood work that the thyroid functioning goes up considerably with those two products for me, because I don't have an underactive thyroid, and when I do use it, I have almost an overactive thyroid, which is not bad if you're using it supplementally for, say, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks while you're dieting for something or trying to lean up for something. Very, very effective for that. Then I usually come off the thyroid support and I'll just stay with the iodine a couple times a week to make sure I have a large dose of iodine in my bloodstream at all times, because it's very, very healthy for the thyroid, and it also helps to prevent the absorption of chlorine and fluoride if you're exposed to it as well, because you have plenty of iodine in the system. Another story that seems to be very strange that I've been trying to figure out, I've been monitoring this, I haven't talked about it yet though, the USDA now has pretty much completely stopped their plans to test food for glyphosate. This is very odd. Remember, the World Health Organization said that glyphosate is carcinogenic. Agencies around the world, including Canada and Europe, took the warning seriously and started taking steps to test for glyphosate. For a full year, from January 2016 until January of this year, the USDA was actively coordinating efforts with the EPA and the FDA to start testing for glyphosate residue in samples of corn syrup starting this April. Now, out of nowhere, the USDA has completely dropped its plan to test for glyphosate and says it's instead going to focus its effort on testing for 100 different pesticide residues that are rarely used in honey samples. The agency claimed that there is a more efficient use of its resources besides testing for glyphosate. Are you joking me right now? When they did the test study out in the Midwest, I talked to you about 3 days ago, 90% of the pregnant women tested positive for glyphosate in their urine stream. You're telling me glyphosate is not a problem? The USDA's glyphosate testing plan was supposed to entail examining 315 different samples of corn syrup for glyphosate residue, as well as AMPA, which is glyphosate metabolites, essentially. The USDA's plan was clearly still on track January 11th, and the agency's Diana Haynes said, based on the recent conversations with the EPA, we will begin testing corn syrup for glyphosate April 1st, 2017. Something all of a sudden changed the end of last month. The final decision for this year, she went on to say, now, the end of last month, the final decision for this year's program plan as a more efficient use of its resources is to sample and test honey, which covers over 100 different pesticides. Another government agency, the FDA, started testing milk, corn, and eggs and soybeans for glyphosate residue last year. Though the program was then suspended, one of the researchers already found high levels of glyphosate in both samples of honey and oatmeal. Though the USDA and the FDA test for pesticide residues on thousands of food samples each year, neither agency has made any effort to test for glyphosate residue. They claim that this is due to the high cost of such testing. Yeah, okay, whatever. They can test for 100 other pesticides that a lot of them aren't even used. When we see glyphosate, this is one of the most toxic herbicides known to man, and is sprayed in mass all over the country now, and they still refuse to test for it, Dad. This smells to me like Big Pharma, Big Agra, Big Vaccine, all these guys in cahoots like they always are, and controlling the EPA and the USDA and the FDA like they always seem to do on the back end. What do you think about that?
Dead on. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Again, I just mentioned this earlier, the Sabbatean Kabbalists, the Rothschild Banking Cartel, the Luciferians, the Satanists have printed tens of trillions of dollars in off-book balance sheets and have bought up the Fortune 500 corporations, which use foods heavily contaminated with glyphosate. They also control our government agencies, and they don't want them testing for this because they don't want the sheeple, the goyim, the cattle, the animals to figure out they're being poisoned. And so why in the world are they going to allow the government's own testing agency to talk about this? Because remember, if we talk about it, it's conspiracy theory. If we talk about it, it's alternative news. If we're talking about it, it's quackery. If the federal government comes out and talks about it according to the mainstream media, it's accuracy. That's why they don't want it out there, because they don't want the government's giving us these results and us quoting these guys, because they don't want to have that information released, quote unquote, from that source. Because the sheeple may actually wake up. Speaking of that, Quaker Oats is being sued over glyphosate found in their all-natural foods. Quaker Oats, owned by PepsiCo, which likes to use human fetal tissue in their flavoring agents, has been sued over its all-natural oats levels containing high levels of glyphosate. The New York Times, forever defender of Monsanto and GMO, is blatantly lying to its readers by claiming the glyphosate found in Quaker Oats is nothing more than traces. In reality, the glyphosate contamination of Quaker Oats was tested at alarming levels by a St. Louis laboratory using the ELISA technique. Quaker Oats admits that its oats are sprayed, here it is, with glyphosate by farmers shortly before harvesting. This fact is a total shock to most consumers, who are completely unaware that glyphosate is an unbelievably strong poison, which is now being sprayed routinely on non-GMO crops. Via the New York Times, the company said it puts the oats it receives through a cleansing process. No way, guys, try again. And levels of glyphosate that may remain are trace amounts, total lie, and significantly below any limits which have been set by the EPA for safe human consumption. The company said, but one thing I've come to learn as a food scientist, I'm the lab director of the CWC labs and the author of Food Forensics, is that glyphosate survives food washing and food processing. Now that's a true statement. That's how it ends up fully intact in beer, cereals, and other products. Glyphosate residues are neither removed by washing nor broken down by cooking. The herbicide residue remains on food for more than a year, even if processed, dried, or frozen. How about that, guys? That's why a lot of you don't have wheat allergies. A lot of you don't have gluten sensitivity. You have glyphosate toxicity, and it causes a lot of the exact same problems, especially with leaky gut and with allergies, as what a true allergy would cause. Guys, I love you. I'll be on with Hagman tonight for 2 hours from 7:30 Eastern Standard Time to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Sharon is also coming on, and she's talking about how she basically was able to eliminate the symptoms of spinal stenosis using supplements and dietary change and exercise. You guys are going to love that. My wife will be on for half an hour. I'll be on for an hour and a half tonight with Hagman starting at 7:30. Guys, pray. Pray over the weekend. Pray a lot. Pray a whole bunch. Pray that Trump has a reason, some type of clarity, and he's not completely and totally compromised. I love you guys. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for getting your thyroid support from us. Thank you for getting your distillers from us. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for all of that. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for putting up with me this week. This was a very difficult show for me to do today, because some of this stuff is just so hard to deal with when you got to read it all day. It's very frustrating. I felt the same way when I was having to do the Pizzagate mess and the pedophile mess right before the end of before the election with Trump. The week before, it was so awful having to report on this stuff and having to talk about the United States going into World War III and the mass carnage that Deagle says is going to happen, you know, and hundreds of millions of people are going to disappear from the United States within a few years. Kind of gets me kind of shook up on the inside a little bit, because I want the best for you and your family and everybody on the planet. I want them all to be blessed by Yeshua and by Yahweh, the Most High God. I love you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Austin, it's all yours. I'm writing up the commentary.
Absolutely, bud. I appreciate it. Yes, everything, guys. Stay positive and stay ready. That's what I said earlier on the show, and I still mean that. Be aware of what's going on right now. Don't wait to go with the screaming, yelling, looting masses to try and get any types of stores and backups. And I'm not telling you guys need to go do anything crazy and spend thousands of dollars on food and supplies right now. I'm not saying that at all. But if you got an extra 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks sitting around in cash, if you got, you know, a little bit extra change in the piggy bank that's not going to change your life at all, you can go grab some water, go grab some extra canned foods, go grab some bags of rice. That's one of the biggest things I've always told people, or black beans, either one. Black beans are good because they really never go bad. You can buy the big bags of them at Sam's or Costco, 25-pound bags, 15-pound bags, depending what your store carries. Same thing with rice. You can put it in 5-gallon paint buckets. That's what I've done before. They're brand new, nothing in them. Put in Mylar bag if you want to do that as well. Throw a little bit of DE powder in there, diamateous earth. Seal those things up. And when the beans, got to bring them out, soak them in water, and you're done. Very cheap, very effective, very good food. There's all kinds of options you guys can do, but I like to be prepared for anything. I've always been like that. I live in Florida. I always stay ready for any situation. I always have a bag in my truck that has all my basic supplies, firearms, ammunition supplies, all the time. That's just what I do. That's how I've lived, and it's helped me in a lot of situations down here, and a lot of friends follow the same advice, and most of the guys that I've gotten a lot of this advice from have been active duty military that have been involved in a lot of different scenarios that I hope I never have to be involved in. So, guys, we appreciate everything. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the emails. Stay positive. Stay frosty this weekend. Also, too, I'm going to leak this out before the show. They're going to put it on tonight. Dad just told me about this earlier. We're going to do a Doug 10 coupon. That'll be D-O-U-G, the number 10. Now, we're only doing it on a few key products, basically, for the weekend that a lot of people want to try out. We're getting a lot of people wanting to try it as far as building muscle, getting in better shape, the HGH Stimulate, the Cortisol Buster, and the Muscle Blast. 10% off any of those products, as many of them as you want, on the website until Monday. Little promo we're trying to do because we've had a lot of feedback and a lot of questions coming in on that product. So, guys, we appreciate everything. Check us out on our website, healthmasters.com. Try anything out. The product of the week's chelation therapy on there, on sale for over 15% off. Email us, call us, 1-800-726-1834. You guys have a blessed, safe, alert weekend, and I'll talk to you guys again Monday.